Hey, Hamilton Mill, thanks for joining us online. If you try to get into the building, sorry, you probably just realized we're online only. Regardless, we're going to sing together for a few, and then after that, I'm going to give a short talk about what to look forward to and what I'm looking forward to in 2025. So I'll see you right back here in just a few. Hey, Hamilton Mill, I am so excited for what God is going to do in us and through us in 2025, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. It all starts when I was in Miami as a child. My mom, she was the master bargainer. She would take us to flea markets and she would haggle so well. Like one time, you know I'm a Dolphins fan, I got a Dan Marino card. It was a super expensive Dan Marino card. She got for so cheap. And she would haggle these people down. And when I would ask her, I was like, how do you do this? She goes, well, all you can do is ask. But the more I thought about it, for me, it feels uncomfortable to ask. And for many of you, you might feel that same way, where maybe you've grown up hearing, stop asking so many questions. And because of that, your curiosity was squashed at a young age. Or maybe even stop talking. You talk too much. If you're a student today, a parent might have told you, can you please stop asking me for money or to go hang out with your friends? And so even when we're younger, we're trained, asking is uncomfortable for the person we're asking. And we've all been on the other side of this, right? Where it's like that person kept asking over and over and over, and it was annoying. And so we don't want to be seen that way. We don't want to be annoying. We don't want to cause someone to feel that way or even to look down on us. So because of that, it's become uncomfortable for many of us to ask. I remember one day I told my kids who were right at the threshold between an A and a B in their grades, I said, just go ask the teacher for an A. And they were like, no way, because we all feel like it's uncomfortable to ask. Now, here's the problem with that. It translates into our spiritual life. I mean, don't you feel this way about God sometimes? Like, can I really keep asking God for this? Can I even ask him at all for this? Is this allowed? Am I allowed to pray for this? Or maybe you feel like you're annoying him. Or because he doesn't answer right away, you feel like, is he even hear me? Does he even want to answer me? Well, Jesus gives us an answer for this in his most amazing sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, where he says a foundational statement. He says, ask and it will be given to you in Matthew 7:7. Here's what he says. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Did you hear what Jesus just said? I mean, when I read that, that's a really bold statement. It's almost outlandish. You're like, Jesus, are you really telling me that I can ask for anything and it'll be given to me? There's no way. So I had to find out what he really meant. I studied the Greek. I went to tons of commentaries, listened to theologians, and here's what I found out Jesus was really trying to tell us. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Do you know how I found this out? Well, because he says it again. And anytime Jesus says something twice, it really means we need to pay attention and do what he's telling us to do. Here's what he continues and says. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Jesus is telling us we can go to him with anything and we can ask him and we will find it. If we knock, the door will be opened. But we hear that, and many of us still don't believe that. Like, do you ever give God an out when you're asking him for something? Like, there'll be times I'll be praying, right? And I'll say, God, can you please make this happen? But if it's not your will, it's okay. And we give him an out. I do this with my kids a lot. They'll be praying bold prayers, and they're believing that God will answer them. But I feel the need to give God margin. Like, be bold, but don't be too bold, because, and I think I do it because if they're praying boldly and God doesn't answer their prayers, I feel like it might undermine their faith when they don't get answered in the way they want them to be answered. Here I am, a professional Christian, giving God an out to my kids praying bold prayers. A couple years ago, my son was raising money to go on a mission trip. And he said, I'm going to start posting on social media. I'm going to send emails. I'm going to ask my grandparents. And money came in slowly, too slowly, not enough. And so we were worried he wouldn't have the funds by the time the deadline came. So he says, Dad, let's pray. And I was like, great. But you're still going to keep fundraising, right? Like, that's sometimes God doesn't work that way. So, like, I was giving him an out. And he said, yes, Dad, I'm going to keep fundraising and keep asking. I was like, great. So he did that, and the money just didn't come in. And then the last hour came, and all of a sudden, all the money came in. I was like, this actually works. Now, it's never happened like that since. We've been on other mission trips. But that was an amazing moment for his faith and my faith. Even though I'm a professional Christian, I'm still learning. We can ask God. And here's the thing, though. Many of us don't ask because you've been praying for a while. You've been seeking. You've been asking. You've been knocking. And you haven't heard anything. And so for you, you feel like you don't have faith, or you can't. You feel like God doesn't see you or isn't going to answer you. But here's the thing. This isn't because you don't have faith or enough faith. Like, if you've heard that you can't get your miracle because you haven't had enough faith, that's actually not correct. Because here's what I believe Jesus is trying to help us understand. I believe this is more about obedience than it is about faith. Think about it. Jesus tells us to ask, to seek, and to knock. That's our responsibility. Give, find, and open. Well, that's God's responsibility. See, our job is just to ask, seek, and knock. It's God's job to give, to find, and to open. But the problem is when we do our part, and then we tell God how and when to do his part. When we tell God how and when to answer our prayers because of our finite human minds, we believe God should do it that way. But listen, that's not the way it works. Our job is just to be obedient. His job is to be faithful. So you see, like, sometimes you might even get an answer of a no. And that's the best answer you can get. I mean, there's times I'm so glad God did not answer my prayers when I was younger. Oh, I would have messed my whole life up like I had a Bruce Almighty moment. Like, it would have been crazy. And I'm so grateful for that. But for many of us, we ask, we seek and knock and expect God to answer in our ways. And when he doesn't, we stop praying. And I think in that moment, we sacrifice something. Because the scriptures say, you have not because you ask not. What if we just be obedient to doing what he's telling us to do? Seek, ask, and knock. And let Jesus be faithful to what his side of the equation is. He's saying, you be obedient, and I'll be faithful. If we would just grasp this concept, I think when we get to heaven, we'll be standing there, and we'll have a realization moment. We'll have this moment where we go, oh, this is what you were doing. And I believe in that moment, Jesus will walk over to us, smile, and just put his arm around us. You be obedient, and I'll be faithful. When we get this, that's when he adds his extra to our ordinary and his super to our natural. Now, with what Jesus is saying in this statement, all these three imperatives he gives us are actually present tense, which indicates continuous and persistent prayer. Let me read it in the New Living Translation to give us a better understanding of what we need to do and how to be obedient. It says this, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. You know what this tells me? We're never bothering God. In fact, he says, bring it. Constantly, never stop, because this is about obedience. It's to show that you are willing to depend on him to come through. You see, God isn't annoyed by our requests. In fact, he wants us to bring all of them. Every little thing he wants us to ask for him. But the problem is we give up too easily, don't we? Like, we give up too soon. And many of us quit right before the miracle happens. Maybe it's because we feel like our kids who keep asking us to watch Bluey over and over and over. Or we tell them, stop telling Alexa to play Baby Shark. Or our students, we tell them, child, stop asking me for money. Or maybe even if you have siblings, stop asking me to borrow my clothes, right? We feel like we're going to God in that part, but doesn't he tell us to come with a childlike faith anyways? So we're not going to stop asking. We're going to keep asking boldly, and we're not going to stop asking until God fulfills his part. And listen, we're humans. We know how to do this well. When I was a waiter, people did this so easily without even thinking about it. They were so bold. One person, when I went up to the table to take their order, asked for, instead of a whole rack of ribs, they said, that's too expensive. Can I just have one rib? And I was like, wow, that's bold. Someone else, as they were standing up, was asking, I need to go speak to the cook in the kitchen. I go, whoa, 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 sit down, please. Another person asked me something so bold that I've actually tried to incorporate into my life. They said, hey, can we start with dessert before our entree? I was like, why? They said, well, we love dessert, but we're always too full to eat it, so we'd like to start with it. And I thought, that's amazing. We should all do that. We should all live a joyful life and start with dessert first and then go to the main course, because that'll just make everything better, right? But we know how to be bold. That's what people do. In fact, one day, I had my own bold moment. I was at this pastor's conference. This was before I was on staff at a North Point church. And I saw Andy and Charles Stanley were speaking together. And I watched them walk through this curtain to go backstage. And I was like, I'm going to go get my picture with them. So I got up and I walked in like behind that curtain like I owned the place. I was bold and I said to them, can I get my picture with you both? You've done such an incredible work and you've helped my ministry so much in my own personal life. They said, absolutely. I took a picture. And as soon as we were done, a security guard walks up to me and says, sir, can I see your credentials? I knew I was caught. He said, those credentials don't allow you to be back here. So he kindly, but firmly, escorted me out. And my credentials did not allow me to be there. But the reason we can ask boldly to our Heavenly Father is because we do have the credentials. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross on that day and how he came back to life and resurrected. We have the credentials to go directly to the throne of God boldly. We have no limit. We're not limited to what we can ask God boldly for. There is nothing standing between us and our Heavenly Father that we can't ask. We have the power, the credentials, and the authority to ask God boldly, persistently, constantly, and confidently. Our responsibility is to ask. God's responsibility is to answer. So let me ask you this. What is something you've asked God boldly for recently? Or maybe, what is something you want to ask God boldly for coming in the new year in 2025? Like, where do you need God to show up in your life? Is it a marriage or a relationship? Is it for a job? Is it getting pregnant? Is it a healing? Maybe a provision? Maybe addiction? A prodigal? What is something you're asking God for that only He can do? For me, I'm asking in 2025 for the same thing I've been asking all this year, a move of God. I want to see revival here, and I want to see it start in Hamilton Mill. And so I'm still going to keep praying that prayer we've been praying. Heavenly Father, we want you to move. We are hungry and desperate for more of you. Pour your spirit out over us, our families, our church, and our community. Because I believe it can you imagine if it started right here with us in Hamilton Mill? We would see the 300,000 people in our community know God is for them and so are we. And then they would choose to follow Jesus and we would see something happen we've never seen before. All because we've been praying this prayer. Here's the crazy thing. It's already starting. Did you know 27 people this year went public with their faith and got baptized in our church? Yeah, how incredible that. That's 27 names. That's 27 individuals who have a story, and every story matters to God, and every number matters to God. That's 27 people that have entered the kingdom and have chosen to follow Jesus. Thanks to you, and thanks to what he is doing here in us and through us. And so let's keep praying and asking God boldly for these things. Let's claim what the author of Hebrews says when they say, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Listen, I want us to be known as a group of people who are so desperate for God to move. And I want us to believe that God will answer our prayers. Because here's what Jesus says next. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? We know this. He sent us Jesus. He wants to give us good gifts. He wants to answer our prayers. So we've got to trust that he will do his part. Let us be obedient and ask God boldly. And it might not be in the way you think how he answers. It'll probably be better than we could ever imagine. Is there a prodigal you're praying for? Keep on asking. Is there a deal that needs to come through or you're through? Keep on seeking. Is there a dream that has died? Don't give up on it. Keep knocking. God loves us so much and wants to give us good gifts. And you know this because that's the story of our church. It's what happened here with our building. You knew that there was a deal, a contract on this building, and we weren't going to be able to put a church here. But then at the last minute, it went through. And because of that, we get to have this place and we get to continue to be for our community. But what would have happened if that deal didn't go through and we didn't get this building? We would have said, well, Lord, if not that location, then there's another one out there somewhere. However this plays out, I'm not going to allow the death of that idea to be the conclusion of that story. It may not be this way or his timing, but as for me, I'm going to ask. As for me, I'm going to seek, and as for me, I'm going to keep on knocking. So however this plays out, I'm not going to allow my spirit to be squashed because I have the Holy Spirit, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living inside of me. So as for me, I'm going to ask, I'm going to seek, and I'm going to keep knocking because you are faithful. So let's pray that way because he's in the business of doing the impossible. He still does miracles. So let's ask boldly because when we do, then we'll hear incredible stories of what he's done in you and through you. We'll see generations turned around, marriages restored, addictions broken, students choosing to follow Jesus, prodigals returning, people finding their purpose and calling in life, strongholds being torn down. All because we asked boldly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and sending Jesus. He has given us the credentials to be able to come to you and ask boldly. So right now, I ask boldly for the people listening to this, that they would be emboldened to ask you and to keep seeking, to keep knocking, because that's what Jesus tells us to do, to be obedient. And then I'm going to ask you to be faithful and answer in your way and in your timing, because you know what's best for us and you know what we need. So I pray for these prayers and we lift them up to you. And I pray that in 2025, we see a move of God happen. We see revival. We see Hamilton Mill changed. And we see so many people come to know you, that this place, and it starts here. Thank you for loving us. Thanks for sending Jesus. Because of him, we have direct access to you to ask boldly. Help us continue to do that as a church and as individuals. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. We have an opportunity to continue this conversation by our annual prayer walk. And this year, it's going to be on Saturday, January 4th at 10 a.m. in the Hamilton Mill Church parking lot. And we're going to gather together and walk this space, pray for our community, and ask God to do bold things in us and through us for our community. So I can't wait to see you then, January 4th at 10 a.m. See you then. Love you, fam.